Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lassenberry, about what's going on in state politics. And this week, it is all about Flint and Detroit schools. Let's start in Flint. Flint officials are saying the city's water utility could run out of money by the end of the year because people aren't paying their water bills. Jack, where do things stand when it comes to those water bills? Flint is known for having really high water bills. Is the city really trying to make people pay for water they can't even drink?
Well, there haven't been any shutoffs since last summer when it was clear how bad the lead problem was, or it began to be clear. There's sort of a catch-22. The city desperately needs this money in order to stave off careening into bankruptcy or emergency management once again. But you can understand people not wanting to pay. As you say, their rates are far higher than almost any place else in the state. They're paying for poisoned water. About the only thing you can do with it is flush the toilet. The Attorney General, Bill Schuette, who's running his own investigation, which is sort of politically suspect and who's clearly running for governor, says that the residents shouldn't have to pay it, but the city needs the money, and there's a real impasse here, and I don't know how this is all going to turn out.
Let's move to Detroit now. After going to court over the issue, Detroit teachers can still continue their sick-out protest for now. They're protesting a lot of things: pay, overcrowded classrooms, bad building conditions, and the governor's plan to overhaul the district. Why has it taken this long for teachers to really speak out, and how much of an impact do you think these protests are having?
I think it's almost impossible to overestimate how awful these teachers have had it. They're physically often in danger. They're paid less than teachers elsewhere in the state, almost anywhere else. Conditions are truly deplorable, as you say, and they are just mad as hell and can't take it anymore. They're trying to get attention to this problem. And about the only thing that's happened from the legislature is some bills from Republicans to try to make it easy to shut down their protest and fire them en masse, things like that. These are just the very early stages. The judge has twice refused orders to make them stop. But this is all part of the greater Detroit schools problem. The schools are $500 million in debt. They're careening toward bankruptcy. They're going to run out of money probably sometime toward the end of April. And one of the bad things of the Flint crisis is it sucked up all the air in the room and no attention's being paid to the problems of Detroit. And I should say, if they do go into bankruptcy, it'll probably cost taxpayers much more than a bailout would.
How do you see these issues with Detroit public schools being addressed in the next few months?
That's a very good question. The governor had a plan, which I think was a fairly sensible plan. He was working uphill trying to get the legislature to address this, but then Flint came, and the governor now is clearly politically weakened. The legislature, which is considerably to the right of center, and the people in power are not from Detroit, don't much want to do anything for Detroit, although they're going to be forced to do something if the schools go into bankruptcy. So this is a train out of control, heading down a track, and nobody much either knows what to do or wants to do anything.
And with both the Flint water crisis and with DPS, I mean, these are issues that have been going on for a while, and they're just starting to get the attention of the national media. I mean, why do you think these stories are reaching people from all over the nation and even the world, and why has it taken so long to get to this point?
Well, in the case of Flint, there's nothing more arresting than the thought of a city where all the water has been poisoned. We saw that picture on Time magazine this week of this poor little large-eyed boy with the face covered with rashes, apparently from this water. I mean, it has just become a national and sort of a world horror. This is, after all, the United States of America, richest country in the world, etc., where we're forcing poor people of one city to live in worse than third world conditions. So this has certainly caught the eye of the world. And of course, the Detroit story has been an ongoing one that's mesmerized at least America for the last 2 or 3 years. This is just a new iteration of that. And of course, the sad thing is that Michigan is now nationally and world famous for two stories that don't bring a whole lot of credit on us.
That's right. Well, Jack, thanks so much. And we'll be talking about these issues in the future, I'm sure.
Look forward to talking to you soon.